You done came up, boy. It used to be a little foam sheet and a Winnie the Pooh blanket. Nigga, you got a booth now. I'm proud of you, man. Proud of your black ass. Wherever you are, I'm proud of you, bro.
Met her in Montreal, right outside a concert hall. Her name was Rose, my reply was no response at all. Half Moroccan and half French, couldn't keep talking, I panicked, I was too tense. Froze up like a lame, she smiled, broke the ice, so I started to spit my game. I said, Rose, that's a pretty name, and if I never got to see your city, it would be a shame. Be my personal tour guide, we could see the sights from the inside of your ride. Got to the bus around 4 or 5, walked me to the door, it was snowing outside. Against the bus, close enough to make contact. Whispered in her ear, she should give me a contact. Slipped me some paper, then she started to fall back.
Rocketmail.com,
how the fuck I'ma call that?
Well, fuck it, don't call back.
Blown off by this female, this was 98, I had never heard an email. Then she explained the details, parents strict, she wasn't allowed to see mails. Got home and caught me a laptop from this base head right outside of the crack spot. Plugged in the modem, got a Hotmail account. Time to see what the World Wide Web was all about. Sent a message, she replied the next day. Welcome to the internet, sweetie, now let's play. We shared stories, we wrote essays. I remember every word like it was yesterday. Back and forth for like 3 months. Finally popped the question, asked her when we could meet up. Response seemed like it never came, and when it finally did, I was forever changed.
She said my heart belongs to you, but my body to another. And should I refuse, I bring shame to my mother.
Words on the screen never brought such pain. Kept trying to reach all attempts were in vain. So I checked my inbox for your name. Look for the messages that never came. If we never get together, it will be a shame. Wherever you are, I know that you feel the same.